In today's Funsphere Game Club episode, I try to have a conversation about art, Mike will not be told what to do, and Samantha has a very interesting theory. This is Journey. So, all right, we'll just jump right in.
Hella.
Just remember to introduce yourselves again.
No.
Hella.
I gotta say, it was such...
I'm not gonna introduce myself.
And I'm Justin McElroy.
It was such a pain in the ass last time to have to cut out the 15 times that you both kept saying the wrong name.
Wait, why did you...
I left a good portion of it in, but literally we...
Are you kidding me?
I'm Josh.
We repeated the bit like four times.
That's what makes it funny.
That's what makes it comedy. Everybody expects the rule of three, every time. Three only, then punchline, or whatever. Only three.
I swear to God, if you cut one more thing out, I'm quitting this podcast.
Then we did it four times. Please
well,
give us...
Leave it all in.
You've not heard anything that I've not given you any finished product yet, so there we
go. Do we have a theme song yet?
Yeah, good question. Do we have a theme song yet?
Or at least
you'll get your theme song when you quit cutting shit.
Or can we at least have like a placeholder, like instrumental, something like a sting that we can do so that we can start putting things out? Maybe
I'll just ask Mike. Has there been any update on?
Yes, there has.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, hold on.
Okay.
Jesus.
Trying to get all the syrup out of my throat.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna eat. Every like tangy syrupy candy before recording.
Just so you're phlegmy as hell. Have a glass of milk while you're at it.
I'm always phlegmy. I can't.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was gonna say, would you do me a favor since you can get out of the room?
Yeah.
Would you grab my monster and water on that table beside my chair, please? Thank you. What?
Gargoyles comics are pretty rare because they just kept getting canceled. So
I was like, the only thing I remember about Gargoyles and comics is they had like the Disney Afternoon magazine. Thank you very much.
No, there was one when the show was first airing that Marvel produced.
I was going to say it's probably Marvel because Marvel and Disney used to do a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, and those were really good because they're sort of like what I think if they remade Gargoyles now.
Yeah.
I feel like that show does not need to be like dark, but it could stand to be like a little bit grittier.
Yeah,
just like a little bit, and it would be. And so those comics were kind of like that, but they got canceled. I was like, damn. And then after the show ended, I think Dark Horse, put out some that was getting really interesting. Then that got canceled because it's just not that popular.
Dark Horse is an interesting pickup because they're being independent. They usually did like Star Wars and like more violent stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good too. See, that was just like a little bit grittier.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about Gargoyles, the animated series / comics. And Samantha was informing me there was a short, brief comic series from two different publishers.
Oh, the comic books.
Did you guys have the Marvel ones or the other ones? I think Dark Horse, right?
It was Marvel.
The old ones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that guy bought them, huh?
They were only a couple of bucks. We still have a couple of them. It was a girl. And she apparently lives like an hour away, so she was going to try to get Mike to bring him to Fanboy.
I wonder if she'll be my friend.
Probably not.
I understand.
All right, ready?
That's brutal. Like, understand.
Can you hear that?
I can.
All right. It's the drum beat.
I like it. It's definitely got
Funsphere.
A Capcom-ish, Mega Man-ish vibe. Digging
Bing
it.
Bing Bong! Funsphere! Bing Bong! Funsphere! Bing Bong! Funsphere! Bing Bong! Funsphere! Bing Bong!
So, a question for you. This is something. You were, when going over your lyrics again in my head, Are you going to have us sing the parts about us, or are you going to just sing it all and then like maybe have us comment on the background?
Oh, no. We're all going to yell the Fun Sphere Game Club. I'll have to record us doing that.
Okay.
But the singing is probably going to be me.
With Mike on vocals. All right. Well, we'll get started here in any minute. You guys are ready.
All right.
My name's Josh.
I'm Mike.
Not this again.
Well, the audience wouldn't know, would they?
Yes, they would if they listened to the previous episode, where, as I stated, I left a part of this in, just not the 15 times that we did it.
Samantha, please introduce yourself.
Yes, Samantha, please introduce yourself.
Yes, Mike.
My name is... Mike! You guys just wish you had a cool little intro to your name.
My name is Resident Evil.
I'm Josh.
If you rearrange all the letters of Resident Evil, it spells Samantha.
I'm not sure that's true.
I went to school.
Well, you have to bend the letters.
Yeah.
Okay.
And shape them.
You have to be an artist.
So if you write the letters in an entirely different way, it will spell Samantha.
You don't have to write them. You just need to take them apart and reform them.
I see. And just discard whatever you don't need?
No, it all spells Samantha.
Okay. I got you.
And any extra parts you have, you just underline Samantha.
Yeah.
Well, guys, what are we doing today?
I don't know.
I think we're going on a journey, don't you?
Are we?
Yes.
Man, I just got back.
Today we're going on the journey of playing the game Journey. Is everyone excited?
Yeah.
I am now.
Oh, that's great. That's great. As always, I'll give the quick rundown. First, this game is not to be confused with the 1980s hair band. Just get that out of the way. This was developed by the company called That Game Company for PlayStation 3 in 2012. The game company's previous games were Flower and Flow. They have a very small development team, 18 people. It was ported to the PS4 in 2015 and Windows in June of 2019, so fairly recently. Average score of about 92%. Some other quick factoids. Fastest selling game to date on the PlayStation Network. Game of the Year 2012 by IGN and GameSpot. Multiple Game of the Year awards in multiple categories. And it was the first video game soundtrack nominated for a Grammy in 2013. It did not win.
Hmm.
Should have.
Wait, the first game soundtrack period?
Yeah.
Huh.
Can you think of one that should have been nominated prior?
Echo Chrome.
I don't know that.
I don't know that one either.
It's good.
So you
should look it up.
Or maybe you should put it on the list.
You guys are the Sony people. You ought to know, a Sony exclusive.
You ought to know.
Now we got to get the rights to that.
Whispered it. It's different.
Yeah, so it's fair use at that point. As long as you whisper, it's fair use. And not a lot of people know that.
I didn't sing it.
That's true. She didn't. Okay. Well, so I guess we'll go around the table and talk about what we liked about this game.
We have a table?
I'm hoping to let the people at home imagine that we're good enough to actually own a table. That was my dream, and you squashed it. Thanks.
That's my job. If you look at my Facebook, it does say Dream Crusher as my occupation.
Oh. That probably looks real good on a business card, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'll start out. I think this game is... For me, it answers that question, can a game be art? And I will say yes. This game is almost a perfect artistic endeavor.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I think it's a very great game that, I don't know, it just really, it's in my top five best games of all time.
Wow. That's some pretty high praise.
Yeah, it really got my imagination going, and I love the soundtrack. I bought it. Like, I signed up for news updates from the composer, so that I would know the second that was available for purchase.
Oh, So you were like into it before it was announced, before it had been released or anything like that?
Yeah. And I couldn't figure out why, like how I knew about it, because I bought it the moment, the game too, I got it the second it was available, and I couldn't figure out how I knew about it, but I think I heard them or saw something about it on E3.
Did anybody play their previous games?
No.
Mm-mm.
No, it's a no for me too. So I think I got into it after the hype had come out. I did not play it on PlayStation 3. I got it on PlayStation 4. And Mike, I'm pretty sure you had no experience with the game, right?
No, I played it a few weeks ago with you guys in the room.
Yes.
And I remember enjoying it when I played it, and I haven't thought about it since.
Oh, so it left no impression on you, you would say?
Not much of one, no.
Wow. I guess the whole argument I have in my head of, wow, this is the game you want to show someone, that's, if you're having the bigger, larger debate about whether or not games can be art. So this,
well, I think they are. I mean, you know how you can watch a movie sometimes and like you enjoyed it, but then
it never left an impression.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think this is one of those rare games that's left an impression on me. I don't think I will put it in my top five like Samantha did. Not that it's not a knock against anything about the game itself. It's just, you know, I have 30 plus years of games that I've enjoyed, and not to take anything away from this one, but it's just, it doesn't fall into that category. But I think it's great. I think it's one of those games that's got the perfect blend of beautiful art style, beautiful environment. The music fits really well. Nothing really seems out of place in this game.
No. And I like it. I was thinking also about this. There's two Easter eggs in there that are nods to their previous games.
Okay.
When you're in the pink sand desert, like the third level, you can find in between two big dunes the flower from Flower.
Oh.
And if you interact with it, you get a trophy. And then in the tower, mm-hmm. the shrine, big shrine thing, just before you complete it, it releases one of the creatures from Flow.
Which, when we went through with me playing, we couldn't find that.
Yeah, I can't ever remember where it is. It's somewhere in the, it's in the middle somewhere, but you also get a trophy.
Is there like a time limit? Because remember, I went through it and then you said that it was in there and we backtracked and we went up and down the whole thing and there was nothing in it.
I don't think so. I just know it's in there somewhere.
I think you're a liar.
I'm not. Google it.
What was the name of that glitch? The glitch boy.
Oh, Gary, the scarf.
Oh, yeah. We spent a long time looking
for
that.
We did find him.
We did find that.
And there's a second one. He's a friend now.
Oh.
His name is Larry.
Gary and Larry.
Gary and Larry is a good combo name for glitches in a video game, I would say.
Yeah. I think it's funny that little glitch has survived through all the different versions, because mostly because I think people liked it so much, and they're always like posing for pictures with Gary, so they just left him in.
Not at all laziness.
Not so. I'll ask: is it so? It was not intentional. It's not one of those things like the classic "I am error" from Legend of Zelda 2, where it actually was done on purpose. So this was a true glitch.
Yeah,
right, I didn't hear about that.
Originally, yeah.
So you didn't know that "I am error" is not an error?
No,
it is not an error.
Well, he's just a liar then.
Well, I just assume that's the name of the guy.
No, yeah.
Because it's a quest, or it's not like a quest, but...
Yeah.
So, like, they refer you to that dude.
Yeah.
Somebody does.
Yeah, so the biggest joke, I guess, later was that people thought
it was an error.
It was
a poor translation?
But no, it actually was a legitimate translation. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's a guy that when you go into one of the houses, he just says, "I am air."
Oh.
I think people thought it was like
a legitimate error, but it's not.
Ah. I see.
Like,
well,
broken English.
Oh, like in Final Fantasy VII.
Because it was so common in those
like
early
the
games.
All your base belonged to us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Lazy localization.
All right, so getting back to Journey then, I will say this. I think The game I've been playing, I think I beat it again today just to kind of refresh myself since it's been probably a couple of weeks since I played it too, and I think years before I played it from the original time. It is one of those games, it doesn't get stale playing it over and over again. I mean, if you played it every day, I'm sure it would, but
yeah.
It's a refreshing little game you can pick up every month or once a year or once every 2 or 3 years, and it still kind of hits you right in the same spot. Well,
kind of like me watching Over the Garden Wall every fall.
It is time. It is time for that. We went to the Rice Gerst Mill yesterday, and that was fun because it was like in the first episode. So I'm like, ain't that just the way?
You've given us away with the location of the Rice Gerst Mill. Now SWAT.
Oh, they're gonna fight. They're gonna come get us in Norris, Tennessee.
No. So, Mike, I got to ask. So, you said it didn't leave an impression on you, but you kind of just admitted that it did, maybe?
No, I was saying
like
your analogy.
Yeah.
I was giving an analogy for what you were saying. Okay. It's something that you could go back and revisit.
Yeah, I think it works because it's not very long. So, it's kind of like watching a movie you really like.
Yeah. So, Mike, would you ever seek this out on your own? I know that you're not a huge PlayStation person anyway.
It's...
Because you
were... I don't know. I mean, I guess. Probably not.
Okay. So...
if we're being honest.
That's fine.
I mean, it was a cool game, but I don't know.
So, like, all the press it got or anything like that, did you ever encounter any of that, or...?
No, I'd not really heard anything about it.
I guess it's just one of those games that somehow misses you.
Yeah.
There's been a few like that for me.
I mean, there have been plenty of games I know are good that I've passed on, whether I just, like, wasn't in the mood to play that type of game, or... maybe I picked it up for 5 minutes and put it down and couldn't make myself go back to it.
Yeah, I get that.
Billions of distractions.
Yeah, yeah.
So, does anyone have any thoughts about, like, the messages and symbolism of the game? Because apparently that's quite a bit of the discussion of this game and why it hits so many people, like, emotionally and stuff like that. It's got a lot of, arguably, symbolism and stuff like that in it.
Yeah, it's because there's all obviously the whole like cycle of rebirth, reincarnation, yeah, and all that stuff. All the song titles are sort of in that vein.
Yeah, I just found the last song is called "I Was Born for This." And yeah, I was like, okay, that's a pretty strong title to tie into the last part of the
game.
That's
the credits song. The opening song is "Nascence," and then Apotheosis is the one that plays when you're at the summit flying around having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
One where I think just as you're about to be reborn is called Nadir.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all sort of like that, all about like rebirth and like seeking apotheosis and just like getting that enlightenment and going through. And then there's also the story told through the cutscenes of what happened to their civilization before, and just like war is bad,
yeah,
and like overusing natural resources and stuff like that just led to destruction of them. So,
yeah, like for me, the hang on a second, Samsara, it's the endless cycle of death and rebirth. That is the biggest thing that I come away with in this game, is because that's, I guess, spoiler for the game, you make your journey, and then at the end, you die, and then you are reborn and you're shot down as a star.
What if it's like a transitional period between death and the afterlife?
I think that's what the very last part of it is. The part where you're just like flying all over the place. That's what that hit me too.
Yeah.
Well, don't you start the game at the graveyard?
Yes. Yeah, you do. And so that's kind of like where you wake up, is you're dead, and then you start to journey up the mountain from there.
Yeah, so like you're, before you start the game, your character died.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in this like limbo period, and then when you die again, that's your entrance into another, the afterlife.
Into another replay of the game, because it just starts over.
That's the more accurate description, actually, is that that's where you start your new journey.
That's why you can play it so often, because they're making you.
Yeah, the first time I beat it, I think I just played through it again without really thinking about it.
Oh, really? So yeah. You went right into it, replay.
I was just like, okay.
I got to say, I think I sat back and reflected on it and didn't play it again until a couple months later.
I remember almost crying the first time I beat it because, like, I had a little buddy with me. Okay. And then, you know, like, you see them, when you have two with a person with you, they always die first. So you see them fall and you're like, no! And then you fall. And then when you guys walk into the light together, it's just so nice.
I will say it definitely has a different experience, and I've beat it both ways. Like, I logged on really early one morning or something like that and played. So it was just me. I never encountered any other players. And then I've also beaten it twice before with other people, and it definitely does have a different feeling to it when you play it with other characters and stuff like that, which is what the game was designed to do.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I didn't have that luxury because...
Yeah, you went solo, I remember, the entire game.
Well, yeah. And I mean, it's been out for so many years that I'm sure a lot of people have not been playing it
recently.
I mean, yeah, it's coming up on, you know, I think it's at 7 years now, so the 10th anniversary edition will be coming out in a few years.
I'll buy it.
Oh, yeah. I probably would.
I'll buy it. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. It's worth buying.
I still want the art book. It's impossible, though. It's so expensive.
I remember you were telling us previously that you had encountered the art book or wanted to buy the art book, and it's apparently impossible to find.
Yeah, when it was first coming out, you could pre-order it, and it was like $60, but I think I was working at Menchie's. I was too poor for that. $60 was outside my budget.
Understood.
How much is it now?
Now it's like $200-something, because people are just reselling it, because it's not for sale from the publisher anymore. So I could buy that now. But I also want to pay off my credit card.
I was going to say, I'm sure there's a digital version. Like, have you seen everything that's in the art book?
I haven't. I mean, I could, but it's like, it just feels like I don't want to spoil it for some reason.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather just have it.
Speaking of art books, did you know that there was an art book that they did for Over the Garden Wall?
That does not surprise me, but I would like to have it.
It's a fancy one.
I also would buy the soundtrack on vinyl, even though I don't have a way to play it. I have the Coraline soundtrack on vinyl, but I don't have a way to play it. It just had really nice art.
All you need to do is purchase a record player.
I should. My brother has one, but I honestly forget about him.
Forget about your brother, but you have vinyl soundtracks. Interesting. Interesting.
He just he never texts me. How am I supposed to remember he exists? I never see him.
So, just so I have this, if a human being doesn't text you, they don't exist?
But I also never see him. So it's like I never hear from him. I never see him. My mom will be like, oh, Austin, blah, blah. I'm like, oh.
I was just trying
Maybe he's on a journey of his own.
Maybe he is.
He is through college.
Fantastic. The ultimate journey, college.
Man, that is like a... life and death and life and death.
Especially he
got it definitely was college. It definitely was an uphill struggle for some of us, I will tell you that.
I did not finish that.
No, nor did I.
It was really cold one day, so I didn't. That was, like, that's really what happened. That's how I decided to stop going. Like, so, it was here and it was freezing outside. I drove all the way there. I was like, I don't wanna walk in this, so I just sat there for a while and left and went and watched
So to tie it back into the winter theme of the last level, I just
died. I didn't
You
care.
Just died.
I was reborn a free woman.
There you go. That's interesting. So does anybody have any gripes or complaints about the game?
No.
I think Mike, this is going to be interesting because Mike is the only one that doesn't have the glowing opinion that you or I, Samantha, have of this game.
See,
not to put you on the spot or
it
anything.
Just well all
right we'll start just, off, we'll start off easy. Does it meet the hype for you?
Well, yes, because there's not I didn't encounter any hype for the game other than what you guys were talking about, and I mean it was a good game. I just
wasn't
meh.
Meh. I think that's our slogan. I know I've used that on several previous podcasts. Of meh, it's a game.
That's fine.
I experienced it. I enjoyed it in the moment. I have no desire to experience it again.
Okay, there was one little thing I noticed just actually on this previous playthrough. I was like, I do dislike the camera control option of having to shift the entire controller.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably just because I'm extremely lazy. And luckily, they also rectify that. It's like, no, the camera's on the right stick. You can move anytime you want.
Actually, that reminds me of one of my gripes, is the forced camera perspective in some scenes. Like, I get that.
In one scene.
Yes, it's no, one scene.
It happened more than once. The biggest one I know you guys remember was
we were pissed
at
you.
Cinematic shot. Well, I'm not a dumbass. I can see that there's a scene there, and I would like the option of being able to look at it and then not.
Okay, so to give you our audience here a rundown. So Samantha and I were watching Mike play, and he was doing everything to not go to the threshold of this amazing, spectacular, this is the one they have on the trailer, this is the money shot of this game. And you dicked around for so long because you were like, we were like both getting hyped. We're like, oh, you're almost there. You're almost there.
The good shot, the good music.
Oh, it's going to be so awesome. And you just kept flittering around it. It was infuriating.
Because it kept drag, like, it'll still let you move the camera, but then it tries to drag it back from you. I hate it. There were other things I wanted to focus
on. Is that only because we are now, this is a bigger question, I guess, we're so used to free camera and 100% camera control that anyone that fights back,
hate? Well, it's something that I enjoy doing when I play games, is making... Like, it's almost like I'm the director when I'm playing the games. I want to do the fancy camera moves and everything. Like, so, I hate it when games take control of that.
So even though you grew up, as did I...
Well, I
also grew up.
Yes, way to go.
early 3D stuff where it was making...
Where camera controls were a huge luxury and you were grateful for any control that you got.
Yeah, well, now we're in an era where you do have complete control. So to renege on that...
is a spit in the face.
It is.
Samantha, any gripes about the camera controls of this game?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Besides the forced use of the... shifting the controller to move the camera.
Yeah, at first I was like, I don't want to do that. But then when I found out you could use the stick, I was like, not a problem.
I was the same way with it.
To each their own.
That's just another one of those things. Like, I feel like PlayStation always has some weird gimmicky thing that the first games that come out for it, they always want you to do like that Folklore game.
Yeah.
Want you to use all the weird motion controls, and then later you're like, no.
But say they don't even use it, make it through the end of the first year where it's like, nah, everybody's like, fuck that.
I remember, what was that game? Heavy Rain?
Yeah.
All the bizarre actions that you would have to do in that game.
I'm saving Heavy Rain as a punishment for the day that you two really piss me off. I'm going to make that the game that we have to struggle through and play.
If I piss myself off
and want to like have a masochistic game streak, it's going to be Indigo Prophecy, the game before Heavy Rain.
I've only heard of Heavy Rain.
It's so bad. So bad.
I was pumped before the game came out.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Like, and I've played games that have done that kind of stuff well. And
see, that's a game where someone thinks it's an art form, but they don't know how to make a fucking video game.
Mm-hmm. What was the other one that they did that was also a disappointment?
I mean, besides everything that David Cage and Quantic Dream has done has been a disappointment, you had Beyond Two Souls with the chick, what's her name?
I didn't do that.
And the one that just came out recently was actually considered their best one, the Detroit Beyond Human.
Some people like that.
No, I thought it was before Heavy Rain there was something.
That was Indigo Prophecy. That was the first one that I knew of.
That doesn't sound familiar. I don't know what I'm thinking of then. Mm. Never mind.
That's fine.
I wish Journey had a special edition that came with a controller that was shaped like a scarf.
So, what do you guys think? There was any kind of symbolism with the scarf?
I think that's like literally the only visible game mechanic.
Yeah, that's just. I think that's pure mechanics.
I know that the like your little speech bubble or little like speech activation thing, your symbol is different each time.
Yeah.
You play, but I don't think there's any.
What was mine? The power fist.
Yeah.
Yeah, your black power fist that you had. It was kind of unique. I just had a square this last time. It was pretty much just a square.
Yeah, I don't remember. I definitely want to get one of those tattooed on me, on my wrist.
I think that's a cool thing that the game generates a new one for you each time. I'm sure out of a certain amount.
You know,
oh, yeah. There's like a handful of symbols, and they just scramble them.
Yeah.
Whenever we talk about Animal Crossing, we'll have to remember this conversation because... the grass that generates in your town is a different design.
Oh, really?
Like some, it's like triangle shapes, some are circle shapes.
Are you referring to the new game or are you referring to
all of them?
All of them.
I own two Animal Crossing games, New Leaf and the one that's not really an Animal Crossing game.
When did you get New Leaf?
Like a year ago. But I had to constantly...
Why haven't we played it?
I'm playing it on BART all the time.
I'm having Stardew Valley flashbacks.
Oh my god, Stardew Valley. Okay, I'm like 100-something hours into it now.
No, not now.
Look, I love Elliot. He's the only one. I'm dating every single person.
Every time with the Elliot.
Is the only vibe. Harvey's the only other adult you can date, and he sucks.
Samantha walks in the door. The first word out of her mouth is about fucking Elliot. I swear to God, every time.
Anyway, so I divorced him so that I could redo the cutscenes. and I made him so I had also erased his memory so that he wouldn't hate me and I could give him feathers again.
I can't remember my wife's name.
You had Lee. You had Lee, right? Leah?
Leah, yeah.
See, but the sad thing is, Michael isn't talking about a video game. Not since the accident.
Oh, man.
I chose to not remember.
All right, so are we going to suggest to our listeners out there that they play this game?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
If you haven't already. I feel like everybody has.
But... Especially now that... It came out on the phone and it's cheaper, right?
I think so.
The game?
It's available on the phone?
It's on iOS, I think, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know how the controls of that are, though. So
I'm sure it would work out really well with a touch screen.
Yeah, I think this one actually would, since there's not anything that you need like fast responses for or anything. I definitely suggest that it's worth playing. Especially because it's always on sale for $7-$8. I think it's definitely worth it for that much.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I would recommend play it when you're in the mood to reflect and have a deep connection with something.
Yeah. I'm also going to say you need to play it on the biggest television screen that you can get your hands on.
With good sound.
With the highest.
We already went back on our play it on your phone.
I don't know. That's my personal suggestion is to play it on the biggest screen that you can with a nice hi-fi sound system, just so you can get the total experience.
The soundtrack is wonderful.
Yeah.
Like I said, Emmy nominated. So, didn't win, though.
Grammy.
Emmy, Grammy, it's the
won
same
it.
Thing.
Emmy. That's why I didn't win.
Wait, don't isn't there a soundtrack section in the Emmys? No. Am I wrong?
For television?
I'm sure there has to be. It's probably maybe one of those ones that's not announced on the show.
I don't think so for TV.
Wait, okay,
Samantha, you would know more than us. You watch them.
I haven't since we don't use that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think I've watched the Emmys since Billy Crystal hosted them.
But he did.
I've never seen them.
He hosted the Oscars.
Damn it, what's the difference?
One is movies and one is television. Golden Globes is both.
Okay. Oh, wow, I wasn't aware that this was such a vast pool of knowledge for you. I'm sorry I've offended you.
I like the technical Oscars.
Congrats to Journey on its EGOT.
I know what that one
Journey
is.
Journey won a Tony from the brief Broadway adaptation that was a smash hit, but it had to be ephemeral.
The audience got up and left after the third playthrough.
Yeah, they're like, they kept starting over.
The whole act is actually just about like 20 minutes, and then they just replay it again and again and again until everyone eventually leaves.
Hey.
I like that.
I recently saw Beetlejuice on Broadway, and that's great.
No, I can see that.
It's so good.
Hold the phone. Beetlejuice is on Broadway.
Yeah. It's so good. It was nominated for like 8 Tonys, but Hadestown ended up winning.
I'm sorry, Hadestown?
Hadestown. It's like a Hades and Persephone thing.
Gotcha. Mm. Gotcha.
Yeah, but Beetlejuice is so good. It's really funny and awesome. And they have a really cool set.
Maybe we need to make a Broadway.
I'll just talk about whatever.
Only if it's we all go to watch the worst Christmas pageant ever.
What? Is that what it's called, or is there?
I remember that. Yeah, that's maybe before your time, as the youngin here.
It was an old 21. Book, right?
I'm 30.
Yes, it was a book too. Yes,
and I remember, I was in elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
But we read the book, and then we went to see the play.
Well, this sounds really boring.
No. It was great. It was the worst Christmas pageant
ever. I think I've heard of it. Well, but I can't.
If Beetlejuice can be a Broadway production.
It's so good.
Is it pretty similar to the movie?
It's like the movie story mixed with the cartoon. So it's kind of the same, but then like,
oh my God,
it has some elements of the cartoon as well.
Oh, how could you forget that?
I love the cartoon.
We had some of the toys growing up.
It's kind of hard to watch still because every word out of his mouth is a pun. There's like no normal dialogue. We're going on a journey through our lives.
So you had a pretty interesting take on the mountain of Journey.
Oh, right. I think it looks like a vagina a little bit. Not like a, not in, in a, just like lips. Just like, and not in a vulgar way. I think it's on purpose. Like,
yes.
I think it's like a because you know, it births you out at the end. I really think it has to be. Because why else would they make it look like that? And
it's
not a
stripper parlor trick.
No, not that's vulgar. I'm saying it's like.
So you're talking about the symbolism.
I'm just imagining how that star shoots out of the mountain. I've never seen anything get birthed like that.
Well, that's because it's not an actual vagina.
You said you were going to track down the creator of the game and finally confirm
your
theory. Hey,
Genova Chen, I know you worked on this. Is that on purpose? Because I don't know why it's not just a normal peak or even like a volcano-looking thing. What didn't have to be that.
So you say the like geology structure of this mountain is suspect because of your theory.
I think so, yeah. I mean, and I'm not, and you know what?
To all our listeners out there, leave a comment below. Vagina or no?
Some people have called it Vagina Mountain.
Is it vag or nag?
What's a nag?
Oh, it's ridiculous. Oh, but
wonderful. See, I mean it in like a, like they're going home. Like
she's going for the beautiful artistic version, and you're just ruining it.
You're like, oh, I'm gonna
you're ruining
shoot
vagina
it's like a,
for everyone,
it's like
Michael.
A ping pong ball.
I mean, it is circular, and it does like arch over.
Ugh.
Why is it on every episode we ruin some beautiful thing? We've ruined the Resident Evil logo.
We've ruined... How's that beautiful? We ruined Machine Gun Willie. That beautiful.
Yes, you did! You no, not
we
you
ruined the title Double Dragon. Yeah. So beautiful.
What was his name
Vomit
again?
Vomit and diarrhea at once.
Morgar?
Oh, that other guy.
The guy with the funny name.
Roper.
No.
It was Romper.
Romper or something. It was something. Yeah. Roper.
Isn't it a little early to be having throwbacks to previous episodes?
No. Hey, do you guys, I don't want to threaten to talk about it, but I really want to tell you guys about the Airbnb we stayed in LA.
Go ahead.
Okay. It was in an apartment. It was an apartment, which is fine. And it was nice, except One, check-in was after 5, so we got there at, like, 4, and he was like, no, we got there at, like, 2, and he's like, just leave. So we had to, like, find somewhere to go with all our luggage and just
hang
out for 3 hours.
Could you say you had to go on a journey?
We did have to go on a very harrowing journey from LAX to this place and then to some random sports bar where we sat for 3 hours. And then we... So he didn't tell us which apartment number it was. So we get to there and we go to the lockbox where the key is supposed to be. But then there's some construction guys working and they just open the gate and they're like, come on in. And we're like, this feels like a trap. But like we go in there and there's just like all these doors because it's an apartment complex and we're like, we don't know where to go. So we're just standing in the hall and I told Skid, like, go get the key. That guy said it was empty, but I bet it was before whoever was in here before checked out. There's probably a key in there. And there was. We still didn't know what door to go into. And then we kept calling the guy and he didn't answer. And then finally he did. And he's like, it's number 10. And it's like, that's
I thought you were going to just use the key on every door.
That was my plan.
Or knock on every door.
Excuse me, is this the Airbnb? If no one answers, maybe. And then we try the key. Anyway, so we figured out we get in there. The bed was just a mattress on the floor.
Mm. Okay.
Which sucked. The TV was not plugged in and there was nowhere to plug it in.
So wait, there was no electrical outlets?
Not near the TV.
Okay.
No, there was no way to plug the TV in. No blinds on any of the windows.
Wow.
The bathroom was really dark and small, and I was like, there should be a light in here, or like a window in here for some natural light. There was, but you know how like showers have those small windows?
Yeah.
There was one of those, but it looked into the hallway.
Completely random.
This was like...
And then when I looked out the window, there was like a chicken in the next yard. And then I looked out like an hour later and there were 3 kittens. So that was nice. But and then the cabinets, the ceilings were really high and the cabinets were so tall. Like even my boyfriend, who's like over 6 foot, he couldn't reach anything. Nobody could reach anything. And there was like cups full of paintbrushes, but no essentials, like 2 towels, the thinnest toilet paper ever. I don't know how this guy had so many positive reviews. I feel like they're just his friends.
It sounds like a forensics lab. The bizarre windows, all the paintbrushes.
It felt like an experiment. Like we couldn't have any privacy. Anyway, don't stay in that one.
If apartment 10 is anywhere on the Airbnb listing.
If it's near Echo Park, away. Don't do it.
Or make the journey. And deal with that, the struggle of that apartment. That's part of the journey.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. Has anybody got anything left to say about Journey?
Mike's opinion is not that valid, I feel like, because it's almost a non-opinion.
All opinions, including non-opinions, are valid here.
No.
I mean, I played it right in front of you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. But man, I kept...
I like the fact that Mike is being honest. He's like, look, it was a good game. It just didn't really resonate.
I would never tell anybody it was a crappy game. If somebody asked my opinion, I would say it was good.
So can I ask, would this be an example if you were having a discussion with someone about whether or not games can be art? Would this pop up to your head to use as an example?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I would.
Me too. I also would.
Like I said, it's my go-to argument for it, but anyway.
You haven't played Untitled Goose Game yet.
Press Y to
you
honk.
You want to talk about art?
Well, that's
having
a meme
dedicated honk button. Oh my God!
It's replaced F. it's replaced F. Nobody puts F anymore. It's all Y.
Y to honk. Well, with that, I guess we'll sound the bell on this game and. And we'll see you next week, folks.
Yeah, bye.
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 Bye. Wait.
Meh.
Thank you for your support. Please send us money.
Thank you. Thank you. Do we have a Patreon yet? Is that the one where we get money?
We'll have one. If
for free?
Someday. Well, for content. Money for content.
Let's see if we can get 10 people to listen to the damn thing.
Well, let's see. 1, 2, 3. My boyfriend. That's 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Angela? Right. 5.
No, let's not
get crazy here.
Your brother? 6.
He won't listen.
The girl who did our logo? 7.
His wife.
My friend Ty?
Yes. See, we're still a couple short of 10, so we'll put
my
off the
mom. 9.
Your mom, nice.
We could guilt your brother into it since he's been off your radar.
Oh, since we mentioned him, he'll listen.
He has to listen to this episode.
All right.
There we go. So, time to give us money.
So it turns out I have the most supportive family.
Let me just tell you.
Oh, yeah. My family would.
At the quickest opportunity we have to sell out, I assure you we will.
I look forward to it.
Okay. Well, with that being said,
I look forward to free money.
All right. I'm pressing stop.